in order to convey to mankind such knowledge which gives them a clear and intelligible of the working of God in his justice and love, I have written the work in the light of truth, which leaves no gap, contains the answer to every question, and clearly shows to mankind how wonderful are the ways in creation that are upheld by many servants of his will. But God alone is holy. Words of Abrushin, author of the Grail Message. Good evening and welcome to Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a work in the light of truth, the Grail Message. The Grail Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author Abrushin. It explains the will of God, which manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. This message does not bring a new religion, and is intended as a torch to guide all serious seekers to the light and their longed-for height, which is paradise. It is addressed to honest seekers only, for only such shall find. I am Dr. Tunde Agboola. A reading from the Grail Message is now brought to you. The author of the Grail Message says, and I quote, "The world teacher is called world teacher not because he is to teach the world and will perhaps found a religion that unites the world, or more specifically the earth, or better still humanity on earth, or that holds sway over the earth. But he is called world teacher because he explains the world and brings the teaching about the world, that which man really must know. He teaches how to recognize the world in its automatic activity, so that that man may adjust himself accordingly and thereby be able consciously to ascend in the recognition of the actual laws of the world. Thus, it is really a question of cosmology, of instruction about the world, about creation. Behind this true world teacher, visible to pure clairvoyance, stands radiantly the great cross of redemption, as once it did with Christ. It can also be said, he bears the cross. But that has nothing to do with suffering and martyrdom. This will be one of the signs which, living and radiating, no sorcerer or magician, however accomplished, is able to simulate, and by which the absolute genuineness of his mission can be recognized. This beyond happening is not disconnected, not merely arbitrary, therefore not unnatural. The connection will immediately be understood as soon as the true significance of the actual cross of redemption is known. The cross of redemption does not have the same meaning as Christ's cross of suffering, through which indeed mankind could not be redeemed, as I explained in detail in the lecture, the crucifixion of the Son of God and the Lord's Supper, and repeat many times. It is something quite different, again of apparent simplicity, yet of immense greatness. The cross was already known before Christ's time on earth. It is the sign of divine truth. Not merely the sign, but the living form for it. And since Christ was the bringer of divine truth, of the genuine one, and came from the truth, was in direct connection with it, bearing a part of it within himself, it also clung to him inwardly and outwardly in a living form. It is visible in the living, thus shining and independently radiating cross. It may be said that it is the cross itself. Where this radiant cross is, there also is truth, since this cross is separated from truth. Rather, they are both one, because this cross displays the visible form of truth. The cross of rays, or the radiating cross, is therefore the truth in its original form. And since man can ascend only through the truth, and in no other way, the human spirit finds true redemption only in the recognition or knowledge of divine truth. Again, since redemption lies only in the truth, it follows that the cross, that is, the truth, is the redeeming cross, or the cross of redemption. It is the cross of the Redeemer. The Redeemer, however, is the truth for mankind. Only knowledge of the truth and connected therewith, making use of the way that lies or is shown in the truth, can lead the human spirit out of its present derangements and error upwards to the light, can liberate and redeem it from its present state. And as the Son of God who was sent, and the Son of Man now coming, are the sole bringers of the undimmed truth, bearing it within themselves, they must both naturally also bear inseparably the cross within themselves. That is, they must be bearers of the cross of grace, bearers of truth, bearers of redemption, which for humanity lies in the truth. They bring redemption in the truth to those who receive it, who thus walk on the path shown. What is all the clever talk of men beside this? It will fade away in the hour of need. For that reason, the Son of God told men that they should take up the cross and follow him, which means to accept the truth and to live accordingly, to adapt themselves to the laws of creation, to learn to understand them fully, and make only the best use of their automatic effects. But what has the resigned of man once more made of this simple and natural fact? A doctrine of suffering desired neither by God nor the Son of God, and thereby they have taken a wrong path that is not in accord with the path indicated, but leads far away from the will of God, which desires only to lead to joy instead of suffering. It is naturally a terrible symbol for mankind that at that time the Son of God was nailed by them just to the earthly representation of the form of truth and tortured to death, thus going to his earthly destruction on the symbol of the truth which he brought. The cross of suffering of the churches, however, is not the cross of redemption. It is said of the Son of God, he who stands in the power and the truth, The power is the will of God, the Holy Spirit. Its visible form is the dove. The visible form of truth is the independently radiating cross. Both were seen living with the Son of God, because he stood in them. Thus, with him, it was a natural and self-evident manifestation. The same will also be seen with the Son of Man. The dove above him, the cross of redemption behind him. For he again is inseparable with them as the bringer of truth, who stands in the power and the truth. They are the infallible signs of the genuine mission to fulfill the prophecies. The signs that can never be imitated, which are indestructible, warning, and despite the fearfulness of the severity, also promising. Before this alone must the darkness yield. Look upwards. As soon as the inexorable harbingers of his coming have appeared, clearing the way for him of the obstacles that human conceit heaps upon it, the bandage will fall from the eyes of many to whom is granted the grace to recognize him thus. Caused by the power of the light, they will have to bear witness openly. Not one of the false prophets and of the leaders, today still so numerous, is able to stand his ground against this. For in these two sublime signs, which no one but the Son of God and the Son of Man can bear, God himself speaks for his servant, and all human wisdom must become silent because of them. Watch for that hour. It will be nearer than all men think. End of quote. Just listen to a reading from the Grail message. This is Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a work in the light of truth, the Grail message. Copies of the Grail message can be obtained on Grail Land, Eju Hills, Lagos, Grail Centers and Grail Information Centers nationwide, and also at major bookshops. Now we enter the interactive segment of this program. Genuine seekers who wish to interact with us, the telephone numbers to call are 0705-298-0298. Again, 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. 0805-944-1123. And for your text messages, 0803-315-7493. Alright, we have some text messages here. Someone writes, is there any significance in celebrating a new year? Yes, there is a significance to that. And the new year brings new radiations, new opportunities, and so we should welcome the new year with heartfelt gratitude to the Almighty Creator who has given us the opportunity. And on that note, I also wish all our numerous listeners a happy new year. All right, a caller is here. Isaac is calling from Abuja.
Hello, sir.
Yes, you are on.
My question goes like this, sir.
Okay.
I asked them, why is it that...
Hello, can you reduce the volume of the radio? Reduce the volume of your radio set. Or you move away from the radio.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, go on, please.
Why is it that God allows Satan to control this world? Allow evil to control this world? Is it that Satan and God have the same power? That is my question, sir.
All right. The fault lies with men, with human beings. The fault lies with human beings. Now, the vast majority of men have decided to side with the darkness. And that is why today the earth has been is enveloped by dense ethereal darkness. Indeed, this earth is the last planet that can be saved. It already belonged to the realm of darkness. But for the sake of those who are still able to connect with the light of the Almighty is now anchored here. Any planet that is lower, that has sunk lower than the earth, is already gone, sunk completely in darkness. And so today, because the majority are doing evil, thinking evil, that is why it seems as if the darkness has the upper hand. But we all stand in the judgment. And the space that the darkness is taking is constantly being reduced through the power of the light. And so he who wishes to save himself must first of all come to the recognition of the laws of the Almighty Creator and to adjust himself accordingly. So it is not that the Satan has power. It is because men have given him the power. Men have sided with him. Men have decided to disobey the laws of the Almighty Creator. Another caller here. Justin is calling from Trans Amadi in River State. Hello, Justin. Hello, Justin, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you are on.
Hello?
You are on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good, sir.
Good evening.
Hello?
We are on. We are listening. We are hearing you. You are on air. Yes, go on, please.
Yeah, good, sir.
Good evening. Just go on. Go on and talk.
Okay. I want to ask you two questions.
Go on.
The first one, I want to ask, is it proper to someone to lose a business relationship for someone who don't die for many years? The second one.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
The second one, I want to make it clear for us where about 66 and
John
the Baptist.
Okay. Alright, your first question, whether it's proper to celebrate bad day for somebody who has departed. Well, it depends on what the person is. Now, our Christ came to this earth some 2,000 years ago. And he came purposely to bring the word of salvation to mankind. Actually, it was the hand of the Almighty stretched out to mankind to help man so that man can save himself through the living word Jesus brought. And every year, that blessing, that help, that love the Almighty has extended to mankind is forever given afresh. so that those who are yearning to be true human beings can also receive of the blessing and then help themselves. So that is that concerning birthday celebration for the departed. Now to your second question, 666 and John the Baptist. Through the knowledge given to mankind in the great message, and also through the German language, the mystery concerning 666 has been solved. Now that prophecy talks about that 666 is the number of the beast, and it's also the number of a man. The man referred there to is John the Baptist, who is the author of the Revelation. His number, according to the law of numbers, is 666. And it is also the number of the beast. The beast in this case represents the sin of overcultivation of the intellect, which actually is the cause of the fall of man. All right, Jibril is calling from Abuja. What's your question?
Sir?
Your question,
please. My question is... Yes, sir. Are you listening to me now?
Yeah, go on, please.
Yeah, my question is... Seeing that Jesus Christ came and died for our sins, and that took away the sin of the world...
Jesus did not come to...
If we sin, if we commit, will we be judged in the hereafter again?
Jesus Christ did not come to take away our sins. That is the error that mankind has made. Jesus Christ did not come to take away our sins. He came purposely to show us the way, but majority did not want to hear the truth, and he was killed, he was murdered, thereby adding more to the guilt of mankind. If you are to look at the events that happened during the time Jesus was crucified, you will know that it is just the opposite of how people are interpreting it today. When after he died, he was crucified on the cross, there was the nature itself rebelled. There was darkness. There was earthquake. The veil that covered the Holy of Holies was torn into two. These are not signs to show that the Almighty is happy with humanity. And how can you explain it? When the Almighty sent His Son, His love to mankind, and then we thrust nails into those hands of love, and then we are now saying that He came purposely as to come and sacrifice Himself to take away our sins. That is the greatest blasphemy. Because human beings they think too much of themselves. Many imagine they consider Jesus as their personal slave and servant. Somebody who has come to take the load of rubbish of sins which they have committed by disobeying the laws of his father. Anyone who has any inward sign of humility will feel ashamed to even think in that line. Jesus Christ came to show us the way. We didn't want to hear him, and that was why he was killed on the cross. But now, through the grace of God, a new message has come for those who are still yearning to become true human beings, who want to serve their Creator by obeying his laws. And that message is a great message. If you are a genuine seeker, you stretch forth your hand, get a copy of the great message and examine it. John is calling from Abuja. Hello, John.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah. My question is that I saw some Reverend Father putting on ring. And I don't know the meaning of that ring that they are putting. I think they have wet.
I go and ask the Reverend Father now. I don't know what the ring is about. Ask the Reverend Father, what is the ring for? He will tell you. All right. Let's take another text message here. Somebody ask. Why do people speak in tongue? Is it real or another way of deceit? Well, you can say categorically that those who speak in tongue as the way they say it today, nothing but deceit, fraud, trying to deceive the people. Ask the person who is speaking in tongue, what is the meaning of what he's saying? He can't tell you, because it has no meaning, really. If they really know what it means, they will be able to tell you what it's all about. All right, Casey is calling from Agege. Hello, Casey.
Yeah.
Go on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go on.
So my question is, number one.
Yes.
I'm having two questions.
Go on.
Number one. Load the volume. Number one. You said that Jesus Christ did not come and die for us. He did not come to take our sins away.
Yes.
So I want to ask, that the Bible said that without shedding the blood of Jesus, there will be no remission of sin.
Okay.
That means today he came and died, our sins to be wiped away. And that is number one. Then number two, Bible let us to know that God was one that put everything to existence. And where were he before he started creating things?
Where was? Okay. Now, to your first question. Jesus himself said that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. I want you to reflect deeply. Reflect very deeply. Jesus said, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Can you reconcile that statement with what your own assertion that Jesus Christ came to take away the sins of mankind? Can you reconcile those two statements, just that one alone? You cannot, because they are opposite. Jesus said, what you sow is what you reap. You are asserting, and all those assertions are actually what sometimes, if you are to go through it, it's not what Jesus Christ himself said, but only the impression or the opinion of some of his followers. Those two statements cannot be reconciled. What you sow is what you reap is the opposite of I've taken away your sins. You can't reconcile the two. And then, of course, there are also many instances in the scripture where Jesus specifically warned the people when they wanted to kill him, and he was telling, why do you want to kill me? I've come to bring you the truth. Why do you want to kill me? Of course, if you really are a genuine seeker, you will reflect on that and then find the answer to that. Yeah. As to your second question, we'll take that after taking this call. Anne is calling from Ijesha. Hello, Anne.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, yes, you are on. Go on, Anne. You are on.
Hello?
You are on.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to ask,
yes.
You said that because of the people of the world have sided with the Satan.
Yes.
That's why there's so much sins in the world.
Yes.
So what do we do to make the sins go away? How do we do it?
It's very simple. Learn to recognize the will of the Almighty and obey it. Jesus says, it is only those who do the will of my Father in heaven who will enter the kingdom. So, to do that, learn to recognize his laws. There are so many ways we disobey the laws of the Almighty. In our thoughts, words, and deeds. In our actions. So many things, our concept. We just go against it. And man has shown his incapacity. Is total lack of understanding in so many things. And yet, our primary aim is to understand these laws so that we can live accordingly. Now, back to the second question Casey asked, that before creation, where exactly was the Almighty Creator himself? So, first, you must understand that the Almighty does not live inside is creation. Before creation came into existence, The Almighty is eternal. He has no beginning, no end. And is in his divine kingdom. And this divine kingdom has existed from all eternity. The Almighty Creator is light. And this light cannot be radiated. But the Creator did not allow the light, after going for fabulous distances, to go beyond a certain boundary. Because the power within the Creator draw the light back. And so that was the boundary. That was how it was from all eternity. On the time came, due to the fact that some of the, after all that are come into existence in the divine has taken on form, the remnants, the exhausted residue that could not take on form in the divine kingdom due to the immense pressure of the light, also wish to enjoy, wish to come to consciousness. And from them, a prayer of fervent prayer rose, which the Almighty acceded to. And for this to come into consciousness, they must go outside the divine kingdom. That was why the Almighty gave the fiat, "Let there be light," which means let the light go beyond that boundary. And a part of his will was severed, and that is the Holy Spirit, who now stood at the boundary of the divine kingdom, facing the void, and through his radiation, bringing about creation. That was how creation came into existence. The Almighty himself does not live inside his creation. He lives far, far above it. So creation had a beginning. The Holy Spirit, which is the part of the will, which is the will of the Almighty, that stood at the boundary, is therefore the Alpha, that is the first to step out of the divine plane of radiation, and the Omega, that is, should creation fall into ruin, it will also be the last to remain and return to the divine kingdom. But when you read the great message, everything is explained, so that you can get a clear picture of how everything is. All right, we have some more text messages here. How can we serve our Heavenly Father better? The only way we can serve Him, we can worship Him, is to understand His laws and live accordingly. Now, many people imagine that if they wish to serve the Creator, then any way and whichever way they go about it must be acceptable to the Almighty Creator. That is wrong. So if you want to serve Him, first of all, know what He wants. That is, understand His laws. Okwaraji is calling from Ifo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Alright, go on.
My question is
yes.
Yes, sir.
Go on.
Where you say the Son of Man and the Son of God, one, the cross of suffering and the cross of redemption. I want you to clear me so that I follow closely.
Okay. Alright, now the Son of Man and the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the inborn Son of God. He is the love of God. While Son of Man, Emmanuel, is the outborn Son of God. He is the will of God. He is the justice. He is the power. So these are the two parts of the Almighty God. That is the one God, Son of God, and Son of Man. They are part of the one God. That is the Holy Spirit. That is why come about the Holy Trinity. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Son, many people can understand, but the concept of the Holy Spirit is still very vague in many people. The Holy Spirit is also personal. just like Jesus Christ. Yeah, hello? Friday is calling from Ilorin. Hello, Friday. On.
Yeah, okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, I said I want to know about this gray message. What is this gray message all about?
The gray message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author Abrushin. It brings the knowledge of the laws of the Almighty Creator. It tells us about the true mission of our Lord Jesus Christ, who the Son of Man is, the reason why we are here in this world, where we came from, when we leave the world, where we go. It tells us about the structure of the entire creation. Indeed, it gives everything that man needs to know, that man must know, in order to be able to become conscious in this creation. The origin of man, how he started his journey, and all the things he must pass through, he had to pass through on his way to this physical world, and when he has to go back home, all the things he must see. So it is actually the knowledge of creation, but it is addressed only to those who are genuinely seeking. Now let's take the second question of Mr. Okwaraji from Ifo. The difference between the cross of suffering and cross of redemption. The cross is the visible form of the truth. The equal arm cross, that is, that cross that has the vertical arm and the horizontal arm equal, that is the cross of redemption. It is the visible form of truth. That is to say, it is only when man recognizes this and follow the path indicated therein, the which alone can lead man back to paradise. But the cross of suffering on which Jesus Christ was nailed is not what the Almighty desired, and man can never receive redemption through that, because it is actually the indication of mankind rejecting the word of God, the love of God sent to them. Alright, Barak Skadan is calling from Ngodo.
Hello?
Yeah, you are on.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My two questions are this. One, does singing prayers to God accelerate the answering of prayer by God? And secondly, hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Jesus said that all that came before him were thieves and robbers. So those like Muhammad and the others are actually robbers.
No, Muhammad came after Jesus. You don't know that one. Muhammad came after Jesus. You don't know that one. Now, to your first question, singing of praises. If you are to look at it deeply, all these things you call singing of praises, follow the words, you will see that it is nothing but the manifestation of the conceit, the arrogance that man has, thinking himself as the center of everything. When you say the praise, just follow the wordings, what is there, what men call praise. And it is nothing but the actualization of their trying to say they are superior. Yes, because man does not really know his creator. And so he wants to say, let me praise the Almighty so that whatever I'm asking, he can give me. Can even see the inside that alone, the cunning, there is no genuineness in it. So that is not what is meant. The only way you can sing the praise of the Almighty is know his laws and do follow it. It is the only way that the Almighty can, you can be pleasing to the Creator. Now, Pastor Okwara is calling from Ajangbadi. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, are you there? Yes, good evening.
Dr. Akbola?
Yes, speaking.
Hello, sir.
You are on?
Yes. Hey, I want these are my questions. Number
okay.
One. There's a place where that says, because the kingdom suffered violence. And if violence take it by force, please explain it to me. Number one. Number two, this where this is very common. So here in churches, the people say, who goes fire, destroy, kill it, destroy, kill it, destroy, it goes fire.
yourself if you answer that question. Remember, Jesus said, what you sow is what you reap. He also said, love thy neighbor as thyself. So, these are not just words. They are the operations of the laws, how the laws operate. Whatever it is you do for your neighbor, you are actually doing for yourself. Since according to the eternal law, everything must return to you, good as well as bad. So when you are saying, let rain of fire fall on my enemy, what you are saying is, let rain of fire fall on me. And remember, if you plant a grain of maize, you will not reap one grain, you will reap in multiples. So you are saying that, let multiples of rain of fire fall on me. That is just the meaning. So it is out of ignorance people are talking like that. Did Jesus Christ not tell us that? Have you not read in the scripture that when he says that vengeance is mine, I shall recall? And Jesus also said, love thy enemy. He did not say curse thy enemy. He said, love thy enemy. So is that the way we are now trying to interpret that statement, love thy enemy? So these are the things. It is lack of understanding of the word of Jesus. For in any case, many imagine that Jesus Christ simply came to carry away the sins. Therefore, they are just free to act as they like, as long as they just accept Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, and then so a place already prepared for them in heaven. But it is deception. Jesus himself said that, enter through the narrow gate, for broad is the road and wide the gate that leads unto destruction. Many are they walking by it, but constricted is the path and narrow the gate that leads unto life. Few are they who discover it. And that broad and easy road that leads to destruction is that road that believes in an arbitrary, illusory forgiveness of sins, that Jesus has come to take away our sins. That is the road to destruction. All right, Chioma called from First Tag. He wants to know, is it wrong to leave a marriage and marry another person if the marriage is not working? Yes. If there is no more love between the two persons, you should leave and find where you can find love and happiness and peace and harmony. A man shall not live with another whom he cannot respect. So if two people who are in marriage, they are no more in love, then it is better they go their separate ways. Otherwise, they will only end up creating a future life of suffering for themselves. Another caller here, he says, is abrogation the writer of the great message a Muslim or what? Thanks. Abrogation is the name the author used to write his message. Abrogation actually means son of the light. And so, but to know who he is, examine the great message. The message he brought, he did not bring a religion. It simply brings the truth. In the divine kingdom or in paradise, there is no religion there. It's only the truth. The only qualification for anyone to enter paradise is to recognize the truth and live according to the truth, not the religion. All right. Okay, let's take another call. Yeah, you are on. Ade is calling from Ipaja. Hello, Ade.
Hello, doctor.
Yeah, good evening.
Sir, my question is this, the 6th and 7th book of Moses.
Is it what?
The 6th and 7th book of Moses, was it taken away from the Holy Bible?
I don't know about the 6th.
One.
I don't know about the six and seven Moses, books of Moses. All right, go on with the second question.
I've come across this one before.
I don't know about it. So,
I've come across this one before. And the second question is the Grail message.
Yes.
Is the continuation of the Holy Bible. And my last question is, what is the significance of the Holy Communion? Thank you.
All right. Now, to your second question, the Grail message is a continuation of the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a consolidation of the work of Jesus, and it is also a prophecy, but you can only recognize it if you are inwardly open. Jesus Christ has told us that we will not see him again, that he will send the Comforter. And he has told us how we can recognize this Comforter, this Bridegroom, this Spirit of Truth, the Son of Man, and said that he will remind you of all I have taught you. He will not speak of himself, but he will take from mine and speak and show unto you. And then he will also bring the judgment. So for the spirit that is alert, he should open his eyes and open his ears so as to recognize the word of God when it hearkens to him. Alright, the other question, the Holy Communion. Now, the Holy Communion is supposed to be the when Jesus Christ gave the disciples the Last Supper, and he said, take, eat, this is my body. Drink ye all of it, this is my blood. He was only speaking in a figurative way. Remember, Jesus was the Word of God walking on earth, the Word incarnate. That is to say, the Word of God that has taken on form in flesh and blood on earth. So when he's saying that, he's really saying that, accept what I have told you and live accordingly. Only then can you be given the strength to stride on that path which I have shown you in the world. But today it has been turned another thing. All right, Ibe is calling from Ogba.
Hello?
Hello? You are on Ibe. You are on Ibe. Go on. Go on.
Hello?
Yes, you are on.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. He said that the Jews will come to us to take away the sins.
Do you think I came to take away your sins?
Hello?
Yes, what's your second question?
Hello, hello.
You are on. What's your second question?
Hello?
Okay, it's not.
Hello, sir.
Yes, we are on. We are hearing you. Go on.
Okay, you said that Jesus will come to this earth to take away the sins of the world. Okay, my name is Ibe, Ibe. So I want you to know, that if you read 2 John chapter 1 verse 9, it is, if you confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That comes, if you say that he did not come to forgive our sins. Do you know, there was a woman that was caught in adultery. When Jesus forgave him his sins, he told the woman, say that I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of the world. You can see that Jesus forgave that woman who committed adultery. What did you find? What did you store her to get? And again, now, you are talking of green message that is the life. There's no other life apart from the Word of God, the Bible. When you read from 1 John, you will see what is written here about the life. Say the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He said was the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and his life was the life of men. And the light shining in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it. There was a man sent from God, which then was John. The same came to bear the witness of the life, that through him all men might believe. You can see that John came to bear the witness of that life. Then how come did you say that green message is another life?
All right. All right. Now, in the first place, this message is only to those who are genuinely seeking. So I will ask you, reflect deeply within you. Are you a seeking soul? That is, a seeker is somebody who knows that he does not know and wants to know. Not somebody, as opposed to somebody who thinks he knows and yet he does not know. All those quotations you are making, yes, we have the word, but the understanding is not there. If you had the understanding, you will read those words differently. Now, what does man even think he is? Man thinks it is so important that a son of God will come to this world and only so that he will be propitiated sacrifice for mankind, in order that man will not now take the trouble to correct or redeem himself of the sins he has committed, so that man can just stupidly saunter straight to heaven as long as he believes in Jesus Christ. It is delusion, and you are free to hold on to your delusion. But this great message is addressed only to those who are genuinely seeking. The great message explains the true mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. The great message explains everything. And yet, even we have told you that another is coming who will explain everything to you. But many people will read that past portion of the Bible, they will not understand it. Because Jesus Christ said, "How be it, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you unto all truth. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sins and of righteousness, and he will bring the judgment. I, however, go to the Father, and you shall henceforth not see me. I come from fly to this world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father." It is there stated clearly, but many will read it without understanding, just like the last speaker now. And then Paul himself, who was a little disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, wrote to the Corinthians and said, "For we know in part, but when that is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away." And Paul wrote those words to the Corinthians after the well-known outpouring of the power of the Holy Spirit on the disciples of Jesus Christ, proving that the disciples did not consider the outpouring of the power of the Holy Spirit as the fulfillment of that statement when Jesus Christ, he will send a comforter. But many read and they don't understand. And so, it is there. But it is only he who is inwardly alert who can recognize it. It is not meant for everybody. It is only meant for those who are genuinely seeking. All right, let's take some more text messages. Somebody writes, "Is soul traveling and astral projection good?" No, it is not correct. Astral traveling is a dangerous thing, and anyone who engages in that only exposes himself to danger, can lead to sudden illness or even death. It's wrong. Now, Adebayo is calling from Ejibu. Hello.
Adedui.
Okay, all right, sorry.
I'm trying to ask that you said that at the time Jesus was about to go, he said there's another comforter.
Yes.
Now, can we refer to that comforter as Prophet Muhammad?
No.
Religion. Who to highlight people in the world?
No. No.
Has already done before he left?
No. Muhammad himself talked about the person who will bring the judgment. Did Muhammad bring judgment? Muhammad himself talked about the one who will come at the end of the time to judge the people. Did Muhammad bring judgment? So, as I was talking about the soul traveling it is wrong, it is dangerous, and the great message even advises that anybody who does so is only exposing himself, not only the physical body, but also the soul bodies, which is even more dangerous, because when eventually he enters into the beyond, he will find himself in serious trouble. Now we are coming to the end of today's transmission. Now let's remind our listeners, our website is www.truthoflifradio.com. Email info@truthoflifradio.com. Telephone numbers 0705-298-0298 or 0803-315-7493. With my words, I lead to God and also to Jesus. However, in a more vital way than has been known in the past, and not as people have framed it through their propensity for spiritual comfort. Words of Abru Shin, author of The Great Message. And that's it tonight. Until we meet next Sunday, I'm Dr. Tunde Agboola, wishing you good evening.